the point is that everybody who studied management knows that management has come from two major sources. One is, of course, defense. The other is home science, how to manage your home. So those are the two parents, so to say, of management. And the influence of defense is very clear. Even in development theory of practice, we have targets and target beneficiaries. I mean, as if they are people who have to be finished off or whatever.
Yes.
So that terminology, that use and that imagery is always there. But coming from the perspective of somebody who has to lead somewhat.
But why? Tell me why. Why it's coming from the military?
Because it fits very well into business. Business is warfare, actually.
Yeah. Assert, yes.
Yeah.
But community is not warfare.
Community is not warfare. I totally agree. But because, the logical set of people wanted a set of results. If you're doing an activity, what is the result? And the language of sociology never had the grammar for telling what the changes or what the results will be. So that is why development theory borrowed from management theory.
And home science, this is new for me.
Home science, it has died down because militarily, I mean, the two went in tandem, military strategy and business strategy, because both of them paid money in an expanding economy.
What was the home science approach?
The home science approach was a very human-centric approach. I mean, how do you train your people and those kinds of issues, and how to manage a good home. So lessons from that. What does a good housewife do?
But that's originally Aristotle economy.
Ah, okay.
There was, you know, that economy means from that. Eco means home.
Ah. Okay.
Eco means home. That's why you have ecology and economy.
Aha.
So the first books and how to manage a home was economy.
Okay.
The science of managing home.
That is a very interesting economy. Thing. Okay. So, but the home science part of it really didn't gather much steam. I mean, it is just there for historical record.
Why?
I don't know.
The community is much more a home than a business field, than a work field.
I don't know. Are you suggesting that masculinity and everything have something to do with it?
Masculinity?
Yeah, the games boys play, war games. And so because there have been more men in business and development, I don't know.
It's just, well, I guess because the issue of making money was being prioritized, and because companies were making strategies in the sense of competitive market, and they were thinking by taking military strategy into their business, it was allowing them to make money, and exporting those theories into community work, which was centered on making more money for the community for the workout.
Hmm.
That was the assumption, which I think didn't work out. I think there is a problem.
I mean, if you look
because strategy is competitive.
I agree.
And community is not.
I mean, then if you get into the parentage of what development theory and development studies, then they get back into several other things. There have been several other approaches. All of them draw their philosophical sustenance from the Enlightenment, so to say.
Yes, sir, but I'm saying the planning. I'm talking about planning.
Planning, the word planning itself planning, is something that has come into development lexicon.
Yeah.
From the 50s and the 60s only. Before that, there was no planning. Even though there was a lot being planned and done and whatnot. Yes. But the way we understand planning is
it wasn't strategic planning.
It wasn't strategic planning. It was a very different connotation.
Yes.
So that has come into vogue only in the 60s.
Yes.
And the 60s also coincide with very massive expansions of the economy, both in the West and in the... So, I don't know. I mean, it's a strange link. I have also, at some point of time, thought about it, but not very seriously.
But you found frustration on the field of this kind of strategic planning. It's not working out.
No. Yeah, that is one part of it.
Is that?
Yeah, that is one part of it. But the learning for me was that my understanding of the society itself was so imperfect, inadequate. that whatever I was trying to do was quite artificial. I mean, that was the learning for me. Because if I don't read a situation properly, my next steps will necessarily be troublesome. I mean, they might just succeed because of luck, but in more cases than one, they will fail. So that was the, that is what I am also talking about, the silences and the fact that at 47 I do think that there's so much more to know about the society.
How now you are trying to understand what, you're putting out new questions to you.
Yes.
And how are you trying to answer to those questions?
I don't know. It's not a very structured way. Some answers will come, some new questions will come. There are stories that are going on and I'm trying to listen to those stories. That's it.
Okay. You can keep talking.
This last part I will use. Huh? The last part was the best. This that you did, no?
Mm-hmm.
That is recording the voice also. It was the moment.
Oh, the voice is not here at all?
Oh, that also. But,